Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Before we even get to Halloween later this week, a lot of the region is going to see a wintry fright. Snow. It's in the forecast through tomorrow for parts of the area. For a closer look this morning, we bring in WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, who joins us now via Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So this winter storm is part of the remnants of Hurricane Zeta, which made landfall on the Gulf Coast yesterday. Where's the storm now?
Well, right now it's moving up through the Tennessee Valley, and it's moving at 39 miles an hour off towards the northeast. So this thing is racing. Winds are down to 50 miles an hour, so it's no longer a hurricane. It's just a tropical storm, and that it will continue in that status when it passes off the mid-Atlantic coast, moving south of New England.
So first we get rain from it and then we get snow?
Yeah, so the rain from this area will come up here later on this morning. We're already seeing some rain down through New York City, and that's going to move into the area later on mid-morning to early afternoon further off towards the north. And then, as you mentioned, it's going to change to snow tomorrow.
Around when tomorrow is that going to happen?
So I think after, say, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, we'll start to see temperatures fall down below freezing. First across the Route 2 area, down through the Berkshires, it'll start snowing, start accumulating. And then by the time we get to this time tomorrow morning, I think even in the Boston area, we'll start to see the snow mixing with the rain. And that snow may come down quite hard for a couple of hours as the sun comes up. And that's when we could see some accumulation on the grass. It wouldn't surprise me if the landscape turns white. I don't think the roads are going to turn white for the most part, especially around Boston, but the landscape may turn white.
How much snow are we talking about, and who's going to get the most?
Yeah, the most will be in the higher elevations for sure. So those areas could see anywhere from 2 to 4 inches higher elevations on through Route 2. But it's not, again, going to surprise me if some of the higher elevations of the southwest suburbs of Boston can be a little favored area. Northwest Rhode Island can get 1, 2, 3 inches of snow, again, mostly on the grassy surfaces. And then there'll probably be even a little more out through the Berkshires, the northern Berkshires, southern Vermont, where 3, 4, 5 inches of snow could occur.
It is mostly a rain event along the shore, right?
It is mostly a rain event, but I think everybody off Cape will probably see their first flakes.
And look ahead to Halloween. What are the trick-or-treaters going to see?
Yeah, for trick-or-treaters, this year is going to be chilly, temperatures in the upper 30s and lower 40s, but dry with a moonlit sky.
Okay, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
You too.